Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The following presentation takes place at the 2009 Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Violence. MC Jeff Horwich, host of Minnesota Public Radio's In the Loop, greets the attendees and provides an agenda for the summit.
This is the first event of its kind in the nation. I think many of you have heard much about that. Thank you for giving Minnesota a day of your time. Thank you for giving this issue. Many of you give your lives to this issue, of course. Many more of you think about it much of the time. And thank you for your leadership and energy. We're glad to have you with us. You've seen the editorials, perhaps, in the Star Tribune and in the Pioneer Press. This is a gathering that's unprecedented. We've got leaders from government, industry, academia, faith, media, philanthropy, in the nonprofit sector, all designing actions to support the state's sexual violence prevention plan. Today really is about prevention. We'll be talking a lot more about that as the day goes on. There's been a couple books out by an economist and a journalist, wrote them together, Freakonomics and Super Freakonomics, now is getting a lot of attention. But without going into too much detail about those, one of the important insights that they bring in that case to, you know, the field of economics is that you can bring an outsider's perspective to issues that they haven't grappled with before, and you never know what kind of insights you're going to turn up. And in this case, we've brought a lot of outsiders to the field into the room today, people you might call the unusual suspects, and they're particularly important to the gathering that we've got. Sexual violence is a serious public health concern in Minnesota and in our world, and it is preventable. All of us know this. And your ideas, your fresh perspective, especially those of you who are here today thinking, well, I'm not exactly sure what I have to contribute, but your knowledge, the experience that you bring working in other fields, is exactly what the organizers are after and what all of us are after in terms of addressing this issue. When I was approached to MC the summit today, I was honored, certainly, but I think about it for a bit. I didn't hesitate because this is not something that I have built my life around or my career around. You know, I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, well, okay, but what do you know about it? You know, and that's true. It's not really my thing. Certainly, when we stop and think about it, it's important, but it's not something that I'll be the first to admit that I've engaged with for a great portion of my professional life. I think I'm a guy, right? So is this a guy thing? Doesn't necessarily feel on a gut level like it is. It's important, but it doesn't resonate with me on that instinctual level. But of course, it should. Well, I'll admit that it doesn't necessarily. But of course, what I know about it and why I should care about it and why it matters are two very different questions. It's the latter that's the far more important. And so being invited to be here today certainly prompted me to think about it a little bit more. Right now I host something called In the Loop. I spent much of my career as a business and economics reporter. So certainly I care about things that cost our society money. I care about fraud. I care about waste. I care about loss in all segments. And it's been my job to try and discover where those inefficiencies lie. And I think we'll learn this morning, many of you know this already, that sexual violence is certainly an area that costs our society a great deal of money. So there's a public policy reason, there's a financial reason that this matters. I'm an artist, I'm a journalist, I'm a creator of content. So I care very much about these important lines. The more I get into this issue, the more I'm learning, come up all the time between free speech and communication and safety and community values, and these very important questions that people who are involved in this issue grapple with. Most importantly, of course, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a husband. I have women in my life that I care about. As I've gotten to know my wife and learn more about what it means to be a woman, to think about sexual violence in that way, a way she has to sort of think about where she parks her car and the way that she goes about her life, certainly that's been enlightening to me. And I'm a father of an 18-month-old son. And I want to protect him, of course, as he grows, as I would with a daughter. But I think with a son in particular, I want him to grow up to be a respectful man with the ability to form healthy relationships and with the desire to make his world a better place. That's, in a nutshell, why I'm here today. I'm very glad to be here today. But one last note before I proceed. I'll just mention they asked a journalist to host today. I am a journalist. My job is not to embrace particular policy positions. If you see me keeping things at arm's length, that's my role. That's where I'm coming from. My job is to help you all have a productive day, keep things focused, and make progress in what I think, whether you're a journalist or anybody, you can agree, this is a fundamental issue to our society. So I wish you all luck, and let's get started. I want to call your attention, first of all, to the sponsors of the Minnesota Summit. They're listed in your program, along with thank yous to the many individuals whose energies have made this event possible. The Minnesota Summit is sponsored by the Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault and the Minnesota Department of Health. Also supported by the Department of Corrections, Education, Human Services, and Public Safety. It's amazing to have so many state agencies directly involved with what's happening here today. And with the Mayo Clinic's Child and Family Advocacy Program. So thank you to all of them for helping to make it happen. So if you take a look at the agendas that we've got in your packets, I'll just give you the overall breakdown here. We've got a great lineup of speakers to provoke your thinking throughout the day. Their bios are in the packet. We'll talk about them as they come to the stage. So we're going to do very quick introductions of them, though, to try and get their content front and center. We've got art and artists along the way to inspire us and make you think and just to mix things up a little bit as the program proceeds. But the real breakthrough and what's going to happen today is going to come from you all. We've got opportunities for you to engage with the folks at your table, and we've got some technology to assist us in these roundtable discussions that is going to help collect the information, the data, the insights that are going to really make this a productive day. I want to recognize the artwork that you saw as you were walking into the hall today. This is created from aspects of the toxic environment in which we live and in which our children are being raised. Maybe you were really focused on just getting in here for the food, but it was hard not to be drawn to the vivid images that are in the hallway out there. The art out there was created by Patty Hall and by the students in Karen Levitt. First year seminar at Hamline, Living in a Rape Culture, What Are We Going to Do About It? And their contribution to the summit, the students, that is, this is one thing that they are doing about it, is by handling the art installation out there. We're also fortunate to have David Lee. He's from Prevention Connection in California. He'll be tweeting and filming elements of the Minnesota Summit today for online materials that you'll be able to access. Let's talk about those rocks that are on your table. This is the image of the Minnesota Summit. These rocks are from our home here, from Minnesota. And they represent the strength and diversity needed to lead, engage, imagine, and to prevent sexual violence. Prevention rocks. That's a word about the rocks and where they came from. So let's talk about the people who are with us here today. We've invited everybody who's here for a particular reason. Now, every table has a facilitator who's volunteered to help manage the roundtable discussions. Your task today is to help answer the question, how can Minnesota help prevent the losses caused by sexual violence? And if prevention were that easy, we could just turn to the experts. We wouldn't have to bring all of you together in this room. We just figure it out and do it. The goal is to identify collective actions and individual actions, things that each of us can take from this and do in our daily lives, and things that this group can come together and make happen in order to address this issue. To identify ways to strengthen sexual violence prevention practices in your organization, whatever that organization may be. In the book Connected, The Surprising Power of Our Social Networks and How They Shape Our Lives, the author's research leads him to develop something called the 3 degrees of influence rule. Our health behaviors apparently can affect those of our friends' friends, and even our friends' friends' friends. And we each have a sphere of influence, particularly everybody in this room who's active in some way, whether it's in sexual violence prevention to begin with or in some other field. You all have spheres of influence that can be moved, can be influenced by what you learn here today. And today we're going to begin that ripple effect of change.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.